Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience this afternoon. I would like to greet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahiah, and the Holy Spirit, and the Heavenly Host. Again, I am here with you once again. I am here with you once again, people. Like I told you, I'm not going to stop until we finish completing all 613 laws in the King James translated Bible of the Hebrew Scrolls, the Mishnah. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisha Ba. Guest call in number 244. I don't know the guest call in number. It's right here. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in to say anything about what we are teaching and discussing today, God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 12. Audio number 12. I would like to thank all my listeners that go back and listen to the broadcasts that I have been making. I appreciate you listening. So we're going to go right into where we left off at, right into where we left. We left off. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. I give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that's due to his great, great holy name today. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. That's who I am. I am his prophet in the earth. I am here to establish truth. I'm here to establish truth and understanding about all 613 laws in the Bible, that all your leaders teach you that the law is done away with and it don't exist no more and you don't have to do it no more. The only leaders that's not really teaching against the law is the Hebrew Israelites. They teach that you should keep the law. You should keep the law. And that's just another religion, and it's just another organization that they have came up with through the law of the land, the religions of the land. It's just another religion. That's all it is, another religion, because they really don't keep the law. They teach you that you're supposed to keep the law, but they mainly focus on the dietary law. They mainly focus on the ceremonial part of the law. That's their main focus, the Hebrew Israelites, and keeping the Sabbath day. That's their main focus. But that's not good enough with the God of Israel. That is not good enough with the God of Israel. So me as his prophet, I must establish the law in the earth that all 613 laws is good and should be kept. Should be kept. And that's why you're seeing all this death and destruction and plagues and viruses and sickness and all stuff that we got going on in this earth, because we are living in a lawless society. This is a lawless world and a lawless society. You people want to do what you want to do and how you want to do it and when you get ready to do it. But the God of Israel, Ahiah, he's not going for that any longer. He's not going for that. You can try all you want. You could try and pretend that, you know, your Jesus and your gods, Yah and Buddha and all your gods that you call on everything is okay. You can keep deceiving your own selves, Hebrews. You can keep deceiving your own self, Gentiles. But I'm here as the prophet to let you know that the wrath of God is in this earth. The judgment of God, I'm talking about the God of Israel, is in this earth. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off at. We was talking last Saturday. We were speaking about the sabbatical and jubilee years. We was teaching about the sabbatical and jubilee years, the last broadcast that we did, which was Saturday. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off. We left off at law number 218 of the 613 laws written up in the Torah. We're going to pick it up at law 218. So let's get going, because I have some chapters in the Bible that I need to read to you to bring some clarity, to bring some truth, and to bring some understanding to this world and to the Hebrew people in the earth and the Gentiles. So we're going to pick it up at law number 218. It says, not to demand return of a loan after the sabbatical year has passed, Deuteronomy 15:2. Sabbatical year, it means 50. It means 50. Jubilees. Jubilee years. 50 jubilee years. 50 sabbatical. Let me pull it up. Let me pull that up. Give me one moment here. Because I don't like to say things that I can't back up again, because I'm not a false prophet or a lying prophet. S-A-B, let's look that up. This is what we are teaching today, the sabbatical year, the sabbatical and jubilee years. That's what we're teaching you today out of the law of the God of Israel. And again, Ahaya is his name. Sabbatical is a period of paid leave granted to a university teacher or other worker to study or travel, traditionally 1 year every 7 years work. 1 year for every 7 years. So sabbatical means seven. Sabbath. Seven. The seventh day of the week is the Sabbath day, which is on a Saturday. You have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, that's not how the calendar. That's not the calendar. The calendar start with the first day of the week is Sunday. Okay, so sabbatical means It means Sabbath. It means the seventh day of the seventh day of every week, or it also means 7 years, okay? 7 years. 7 years. It's a period of time. That's what sabbatical means. A period of time during which someone does not work at his or her regular job and is able to rest, travel, do research, etc. So it's a time of rest. Sabbatical means rest. Sabbath means rest. But we're dealing with the sabbatical years, which is seven. Seven. Every 7 year, the children of Israel, when they was in their own land, our ancestors, they had a sabbatical year. Then they had Jubilee. Jubilee means 50. So every 50 years was a jubilee. So let's go into law number 218. Not to demand return of a loan after the sabbatical year has passed, Deuteronomy 15:2. not to demand the return of a loan. Now think about the law or the laws of this land or the laws of this world, how they have their beast system set up, how they have set up the system that when you take loans out, you're going to have to pay them back. And, you know, even, you know, if you don't pay it back, they put it on your family name to pay it back. So they are going against what the God of Israel put in his law, and they made their own law, and they made their own way, and they made their own system. So that's why I titled God's law versus the law of the land. We need to know the difference, people. We need to know and understand the difference between the law of the God that created and put us in this earth and the law of the people that's in charge of this earth, okay? And they God Satan. We need to know the difference. What is the difference? What is we really doing wrong that's making the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, so angry? What are we really doing wrong? And that's why I must establish the law to show you what you are doing wrong against him, the creator. Okay? I must show you that you are not following the God of Israel. You are following the law of this land, the laws of this land and their God, Satan. That's who you Hebrew Israelites following, the ones that know that you are Hebrews and the ones that don't know that you Hebrews and you Gentiles. That's what you people are doing. So let's go to law number 218. That would be Deuteronomy 15:2. Let's get that. Deuteronomy 15:2 for law number 218. In the Torah, the Mitzvot, the 613 laws. Deuteronomy 15. Let's start at verse 1. It said the sabbatical year. That's what we're teaching about, the sabbatical year and jubilee years. At the end, Deuteronomy 15:1, at the end of, thank you, God of Israel. Thank you. Thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I worship you. I worship you. I honor you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I give you all the glory and all the praise and honor that's due to you, Father God, and to your holy name and the Holy Spirit, the Mother Earth. Thank you. Deuteronomy 15:1. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. This is the sabbatical year. At the end of every 7 years, people, thou shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth ought unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called a highest release, because it is the sabbatical year. So our ancestors, the children of Israel, when they got in Canaan, when they got to the promised land, they had to practice these laws. They had to practice these laws in Canaan. So when they first got there, the God of Israel, it's laws in the Bible that told them what they need to do and how they needed to do it. It's the law of the God of Abraham, the real God in the earth. And it say, verse 2, and this is the manner. It's all about releasing the creditor. It's all about releasing the people that borrow money from your banks. People that borrow money from anywhere, You can borrow money from your next door neighbor. And if he haven't paid you back in 7 years, then guess what? Up under the law, up under the Torah, up under the Hebrew scrolls, he don't have to pay you. You're supposed to release that debt that he owe you. You're supposed to release that debt. See, a lot of you people still mad at people that owe you money because you loan somebody some money. You know, I loaned Kim $300, and she never did pay me back. And right now, you won't even talk to Kim. You won't even talk to Kim because Kim owe you $300, and you say you're a Christian. And you say God is your father, and you say you follow the Bible, and you're doing what God wants you to do. Well, right here in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 15:2, it don't matter if Kim owe you $300, and she been owing it to you for 5, 6, 7 years. The 7 year, if Kim have not paid you that $300, guess what? The Bible say, release Kim. Release Kim of the debt that she owe you. Release her. See, y'all still mad. I know how y'all black folks are and y'all Hebrew Israelites and y'all Hebrews. I know all Hebrews are black, brown and black, dark people. I know how y'all are. You still holding grudges, still holding animosity in your heart because Kim and Bob and Joe and them still owe you some money. But up under the law of the God of Israel, you have to release Kim. You have to release Joe. And you have to release Bob. She's been on you 7 years now. So please, people, release that debt. Release it. Release it. Don't hold that in your heart no more against them, because it's up under the law to release them. And that's why you have God's law versus the law of the land, because the law of the land ain't going to never release you from no debt. The law of the land will never release you from a debt. Matter of fact, they made new laws, executive orders they signed back in the old days, back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Yeah, after 7 years, if you owe somebody some money, a credit or a debt, if you owe somebody something, back then they had to release it after the 7 years. But in the 1990s, they signed laws up under the law of the land to tell you that if you owe a debt after 7 years, you are not going to be released from the debt. You're not going to be released. Some of y'all been in debt for 50 years, 20 years, 30 years. Some of y'all going to die in debt. Why? Because the law of the land and the people that's called themselves ruling this earth, excuse me, with their God Satan, they refuse to follow this sabbatical year release. They refuse to follow God's law, the God of Israel law. They got their own law. They got their own God. They got their own rules. They got their own guidelines. They got their own regulations. They refuse to follow it. So they signed executive orders in the 1990s to say you can never be released from a debt. And that is against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's against the law of our God, our creator. But you people want to love this earth. You want to love this world. You want to love everything that they got set up in this earth. And you run to their creditors. And you run to their banks. And you run to their institutions. And you run and get loans out to go to college, to go to school, to get a career, to get this, to buy a house, to buy a car. You run to their lenders. And they will never, ever release you people from that debt. And it's against the God of Israel. It's against them. You don't even supposed to be going up under the law, take it out no loan. That's called usury. You don't supposed to let nobody use you with interest and all of that. That's up under the law not to do that. See how you people love the law of this land? See how you love the rules of this land? See how you love their system that they have set up in this land for you people to follow? No, you're not following the God of Israel. No, you're not following the Bible. No, you're not keeping the law. Hebrews, Gentiles. Next law. Law number 2:19. Not to refrain from making a loan to a poor man because of the release of loans in the sabbatical year. Deuteronomy 15:9. Not to refrain from making a loan to a poor man because of the release of loans in the sabbatical year. Deuteronomy 15:9. Same chapter. Ninth verse, people. Ninth verse, Deuteronomy 15:9. It says here, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart. See what the God of Israel telling Moses to tell the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, they not dead. We are their children. They are our ancestors. You just don't know who you are. You think you something else other than who you supposed to be. No, they're not dead. They're not done away with. The law of the land taught you through your religion that's set up under the law of this land that the children of Israel is dead and they done away with and they don't exist. That is a lie. It avails. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Deuteronomy 15:9 for law number 2:19. Excuse me, people. Let me get something to drink here. Thank you, brother. Look how perfect. Look how beautiful. Look how powerful the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. It's perfect. He made the children of Israel a perfect law, a perfect way. Perfect. Just. Righteousness. Perfect. So perfect, so clear, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, so much understanding in the law. And you people don't want to keep it. And you people don't want to follow it. And you people don't want to do it. And that's why y'all dumb. That's why you people dumb. And you don't have no sense. And you don't know what to do. And you don't know how to do nothing. Why? Because the very thing that the God of Israel put in this earth to make you wise, to give you knowledge, to give you wisdom, to give you understanding, you are rejecting it because you so busy listening to the people that set up the laws of this land telling you that the law is done away with, it's no good, you're under the New Testament. You dumb to believe that. You are a dumb person to believe that. You think the God of Israel going to get rid of his law and let these people have their law? Let me say that again, people. You think the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God that took down Pharaoh and his army, you think that the God that took down Sodom and Gomorrah and left Lot's wife as a pillar of salt when she looked back, you think that God going to do away with his law and let these wicked people in this earth that have set up the laws of this world and the laws of this land with their God Satan, you think he's going to let their law go forth and he's going to get rid of his law? You people got to be dumb to even think something like that. You are very, very dumb, and you very slow-minded to think something like that. Don't let no leader tell you that lie. That ain't nothing but a lie that was taught to them by the people that set up the laws of this land through their religion. Are they religions? Let's go back to the law. It says here, Deuteronomy 15:9. Beware that there be not, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the 7th year, the year of release is at hand, and thy eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto a higher against thee, and it be sin unto thee. It be sin unto thee. Yes, our ancestors, they was able to loan and give people, the poor people, money and help them, but they could not charge them interest. They could not charge them interest. It is against the God of Israel to charge anybody interest. Whatever they gave you, if they gave you $50, they got to give you $50 back. Ain't no interest. Ain't no usury here. Ain't no usury up in here, people. But look how the law of the land have set up your loan system and your banking system and your institution systems. Got a wicked heart. It says right here in Deuteronomy 15:9, the 7th year, the year of release, is at hand. And thy eye be evil, Israel, against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not. See, that's evil. That's evil. You know somebody is poor and they need help, and your heart is so wicked and your eye is so evil against your poor Hebrew brother or sister in this earth, and thou givest him not, and he cried unto a higher. That's all he know to do is cry to a higher, or to God, because he ain't got nobody to help him do nothing. And he cried unto a higher against you and said, you know what? You know what, a higher? I went to my Hebrew brother, and I asked my Hebrew brother to loan me $50. And he told me he didn't have it. And I know he got it. I know he got money. I know he got money, because you are the one that told me to go ask him for the $50. And he refused to give it to me. So he's crying to a higher, and he's talking to a higher about the way you treated him, because he's poor. And he said right here in Deuteronomy 15:9, and thou givest him not, and he cried unto a higher against thee, and it be sin unto thee. It's sin. It's sin when someone comes to you and asks you for something, and you have it, and you know they're poor and they don't have nothing. It's going to be sin unto us, Israel, cows. It says, verse 10 of Deuteronomy 15, thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing a higher thy God shall bless thee. and all thy works and all that thou puttest thy hand unto. So you know what, people? While you not getting nowhere, it's because he don't send many people to you that was poor. Poor. You got money in your pocket. Get on out of my face, bro. I ain't got nothing for you. Go get a job, man. That's how y'all talk. Go get a job, man. I ain't got nothing for you. You got hundreds and thousands of dollars in your pocket, and the poor man is just asking you for something to help him, to get a little food in his house. And you got evil in your heart and evil in your eye. And the God of Israel say, it is sin. And that's why he say, you are not blessed. You are not blessed, people. You are literally cursed. You are a cursed, destroyed people because you are not keeping the law. The law tell you how to get the blessings of the God of Israel. Right here in Deuteronomy 15, 9 and 10, it's telling you, help the poor man or the poor woman. Because if you don't help him, I will not bless the works of your hands. I will not bless the work of your hand. And that's why you people not getting nowhere. You want to take all that money and stick it up in a bank. For what? Instead of helping the poor man or the poor woman. You ain't going to get nowhere with it stuck up in no bank. He didn't tell you to stick it in no bank. He told you to help the poor. That's what he told you to do with it. Help the poor. But you want to stick it up in a white man bank that already got riches and wealth. They already wealthy. They already rich. Every time you put your money in the bank, that's usury. They join interest off your money. You rather stick it up in the bank and let them use you and take money out of it just to hold it for you instead of helping the poor with it. Next law. We're talking about the sabbatical and jubilee years. Law number 220, to assemble the people to hear the Torah. Listen to this law, people. Listen to this law. Listen. To assemble the people to hear the Torah at the close of the seventh year. But you got all your leaders, all your pastors, all your bishops of the Christian church, the Mormon church, the Buddha church, all these churches. You got all these people teaching you that the law is done away with. When law number 220 say to assemble the people, this is a law to hear the Torah. What is the Torah? The first five books of Moses. The first five books of the King James translated Bible that you have. The first five books is the Torah. And up by the law number 220, he said, gather the children of Israel together at the end of the seventh year, the sabbatical year, so they can hear the Torah. I told you, Hebrew Israelites, y'all are not keeping the law. Sit down somewhere. Y'all gonna get hurt. You're not keeping the law. You just keep the holy days and ceremonial laws. And dietary. Assemble the children of Israel together. Assemble. the Gentiles together, the ones that want to follow the God of Israel. Assemble them together at the end of the sabbatical year. And let them hear the Torah. And the law of the land teaches you through their religions that they have set up all over the earth with their gods, with their gods with many names, and many practices and many worships. This is what the law of the land taught you, that the Torah, oh my God, that the Torah is done away with, and that it's no good, and you are the New Testament, that the Torah is obsolete. That's what they teach you in the Christian church. And I followed the Christian church for 15 years of my life. I was a pastor for 15 years of my life, believing that garbage, believing that garbage, believing that madness, believing that mess, believing those lies. If you throw away the Torah, you might as well throw away the God of Israel. That's really what you said. That's really what you are saying, people. If you throw away the Torah and not read the Torah and not practice what the Torah tells you to practice, you might as well say, you throwing the God of Israel out the door, man. Out the door. You are closing the door on him. And that's why you people can't get nowhere. Because you have done exactly what I just said. You have cast the God of Israel to the side, in the back of you. It's not important, the Torah. We don't have to read that. We ain't got to believe in that. As long as we got our Jesus and grace, we okay. That's what you people have been thinking for generations. And your Jesus still ain't got you nowhere today. Nothing but a job, a 9-to-5 job, a paycheck, and an education, and a house, and a car that you all long for. That's where your Jesus done got you. Nowhere. Let me say it loud and clear. Your Buddha, your Allah, your TMH, your Yah, your Most High, haven't got you nowhere but an education, a certificate that you paid $10,000 to have, and you still ain't got a job. Your Jesus ain't got you nowhere but a 9-to-5 job, punching a page, punching a time clock for a white man. And you take that and by go, and your Jesus ain't got you nowhere but a house and a car. That's all you people have. Absolutely nothing. You are poor, 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 poor people. Wake up and realize how poor you are as a people. Wake up and realize that you don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. Everything that you have, the white man gave it to you, your slave masters. The people that's in charge of this earth, your slave masters, they the one gave you your certificate. They the one gave you your job. They the one gave you your house. They the one gave you your car. Everything that you have comes from them. The beast and his agent. No, the God of Israel didn't give it to you. No, the God of Israel didn't give you that house. You know why? Because you went to a bank and you took out a loan to buy that house, and the God of Israel told you not to be involved in usury. So no, he did not give you that house. He did not give you that car. He didn't give you none of that. Anything he give you, you're going to pay cash for it. Cash! Cash! Like our father Jacob and Abraham. Cash! So stop lying on the God of Israel. Stop lying on God you call him. Your God, yeah, the God that gave it to you is Satan. That's his system that you fall in to have that car and that house and that education. That's his system, the beast. I'm here, people, to bring order. I'm here to bring truth. I'm here to bring true people. I'm here to bring the prophetic to you so you can understand that you have sinned. You have sinned. You have went against truth for a lie. You have went against the real God to serve other gods. You have went against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob way to serve a beast in his system. Next law. Law says you ain't gonna never shut me up. Never! I was reserved for this day. I was reserved for this hour. Law number 220, to assemble the poor to hear the Torah at the close of the 7 year. Deuteronomy 31:12. Let's get that. It says to assemble the people to hear the Torah. To hear the Torah. It didn't say assemble the people to hear the New Testament. It didn't say assemble the people to hear some preacher standing up on a pulpit talking about God gonna bless you and God gonna help you and God gonna do this and God gonna do that. It didn't say assemble the people for that. It didn't say assemble the people for church service, Sunday worship, Sabbath service. It didn't say all that is satanic. It's under the law of this land. It says to assemble the people to hear the Torah at the close of the 7 year. Deuteronomy 31:12. Look what it says. Gather the people together is what Moses told the children of Israel that they needed to do. We are children. They are our ancestors. The same thing they had to do, we have to do today. No, you cannot get away from it. The law is a perpetual covenant. It's everlasting. You cannot get away from the law. No one can get away. There's no exemption from the law. That's what you've been taught. False leaders and your governments and Congress and all that. That's what you've been taught. Gather the people together, men and women, Deuteronomy 31:12. Men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear higher your God and observe to do all the words of this law. Gather the people together. Aaron, priests, elders, gather the people together, men and women and children. Your children supposed to know about the law, the Torah. Israelites talk about what the white man doing, what the government doing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy strangers, which is the Gentiles, that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn a higher your God and observe to do all the words of this law. That's why you people don't understand nothing. You have taught your children how to be lawless. Your children don't know nothing about the Torah. They don't know nothing about the law of the God of Israel. The men and the women of the Christian church and all your religions don't know nothing about the law and the God of Israel. Why? Because you're not gathering the people together at the end of the sabbatical year, at the end of the 7 year, the children of Israel, our ancestors, was commanded in Canaan to gather the women, men, and children together in the Gentiles that was in their gate and let them learn and observe and do and keep the law, the words of this law. No, man. Your children will never get nowhere. I never got nowhere. My mama never got nowhere. Her mama, her brother, her sister, her cousin. Why, people? Why? Because we have not did what the God of Israel, our creator, put us here to do and to know and practice. All your children know is about video games, Xbox 360, how to wear Jordans, how to sell drugs, how to smoke weed, how to wear their pants off their ass. The women, the young children, the little girls, all they know is how to dress up like whores. At 6 or 7 years old, they want to wear miniskirts, high-heel shoes, makeup, get eyelashes and eyebrows and all that stuff. Man, please. Y'all people in trouble. Y'all people are in serious, serious trouble with the God of Israel. And you don't realize how serious of a trouble that you people are in. You in serious trouble, people. You are in some serious trouble. You have taught this from one generation to the next, not to keep the law, to go against what the God of Israel put in the Bible, to follow the law of the land, the religion of the land that teach you against the God of Israel, that teach you against the Bible, all of them. Hebrew Israelites and all of them teach you against what the Bible want you to do. No, you're not gathering nobody together. The only gathering you're going to do, Hebrew Israelites, is for your Passover and your Feast of Unleavened Bread and your Feast of Tabernacle. That's the only gathering y'all people going to do. The only gathering you Christians going to do is for your Sunday worship and your Bible study and your conference. Go hear T.D. Jakes and all your big-time leaders, Joyce Myers and all them. That's the only gathering y'all satanic people going to do? No, man. You don't want to follow the God of all gods. You don't want to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't want to follow the God that can help you, that can protect you, that can heal your body, that can help your children and your men and your women. You don't want to follow that God. And that's why y'all people's life is a living hell right now on earth. A living, living hell. And guess what? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, people. Because I don't see y'all people going to ever, just like our ancestors, they never, ever, ever wanted to do what the God of Israel wanted them to do. They kill all the prophets. Kill all the priests. Yes. Next law. Law number 221. The sabbatical and jubilee years. That's what I'm teaching today. To count the years of the Jubilee. Jubilee means 50. To count the years of the Jubilee by years and by cycles of 7 years. So every 7 year, the children of Israel, when they got to Canaan, the very first day that they set foot in Canaan, the promised land, they had to start counting 7 years from that day till they got to 50 years, which was a jubilee. They didn't want to do it. They did not want to do it, and they didn't do it. Moses gave them the law in the wilderness before they even got there. They didn't want to do it. Oh, forget about that law now. We in the promised land now. We here now. We here, you know, we don't lost our mom and our dad. They all died in the wilderness because they was rebellious. But we here, the children. Now we can do whatever we want to do. Forget that law. Forget what Moses talking about, man. So, man, we're going to do what we want to do. We're going to have sex with these beautiful Canaanite African women. We're going to make us some babies with them. We're going to build us some altars to Baal, Jehovah. We're going to worship the host of heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars. We're going to do whatever we want to do. And that's exactly what they did. And he killed millions. He killed thousands over there in Jerusalem, Canaan, the promised land. Just like he killed millions right now today on this side of the world. Guess what? We are their children. Children. He killed millions. He killed millions of their ancestors when they was in Jerusalem. Now he killed millions of the children on this side of the earth because we got kicked out and we were scattered all over the earth. He's killing millions of their children today because they don't want to do what Moses, the man of God, the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the servant, wanted, told them what thus said the God of Israel wanted to do. It's plain and simple, people. It's plain and simple. Get off that religion. Get off that religion. Get off that mind control. Get off that brainwashing stuff that ain't going to do you or your children no good at all. It's just an order, people. Excuse me. It's just an order. It's just a protocol. It's just a law of the land. that you are falling. You don't got nothing to do with what the God of Israel told us to do. Next law. Where I'm at. So you're supposed to assemble your children and your women and your men and all of us. And all of us Hebrews, Gentile, if you want to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of us supposed to assemble together on the seventh year. And that's what I said to the radio audience Saturday. I said, I made a vow on the radio broadcast Saturday to the God of Israel. Because I was teaching about vows and oaths and swearing Saturday. And I told the God of Israel, Ahayez is that, if you bless me and give me my father a land cast out. I don't want no land where I got to go pay a no. I'm never going to buy nothing like that, no way. I'm never going to go in debt. Because that's usury, and it's against the God is. If you give me a land, Father, that's paid for in full, the very first moment I step on that land, I will build fruit trees for you like you told our ancestors to do. I know it's not Jerusalem. I know it's on this side of the world. But, Father, I want to practice righteousness. I know I don't have the priests, the Levites, the Haitians. They are here, but they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. And the ones that do know they, the Levites, the Haitians, they not following the law. They not following the God of Israel. They following some religion. Some Hebrew Israelite movement, some camp, some kind of stuff they done got set up for them to follow. Judah, the black Negroes all across the world, black people they call themselves, Judah, my tribe, Judah. They want to take over the job of a priest. They want to take over the job of a Levite, and they can't do that. It's against the law. Only the priest can teach the people. Only the priest, the Levite, Haitians in the earth today, is his ministers. No one else can minister in the priest's office but a Levite, and that would be a Haitian. So why do you have Judah, black folks, Negroes, they call us, trying to teach God's people his word? They out of order. And that's why I say it's nothing but religion that you people are following. Because it's out of order. So I told the God of Israel Saturday, Father, if you give me a land, I will plant fruit trees for you. Fruit trees for you. And it's laws in the Bible that tell you what kind of trees you want. I will plant them for you. And in 3 years, I cannot touch the fruit trees. For 3 years, I'm not allowed to touch the fruit trees. But after the third year, I can eat them and begin to gather in the fruit. And make your altar, whatever, give it to you, Father. That's why I want to practice righteousness, people. I want to practice righteousness. I want to practice making the God of Israel, the God of my ancestors, happy. That's what I have in my heart to do for my God. Next law. To count the years of Jubilee by the years and by cycles of 7 years. Leviticus 25:8. Let's go to that law. Let's go to that law. So if he give me the land, like I asked him, and I made a vow to him, what I was going to do with it, until I get back to Jerusalem, my land, my home, I will try to practice righteousness on this side of the earth for the God of Israel to bring his glory up in the earth. Because right now he ain't getting no glory. All the glory is going to Satan and man. They the one getting all the glory and the praise in the earth. So I will also plant the fruit trees for him and whatever produce he want me to plant, whatever animals he want me to have and give him. I want to do that for my father because I love him, man. I love him. He have done great things for me. He have done so much good things for me. So many things that I can't even count, people. He's worthy of that. He's worthy of whatever I can do to prove to him that I want to be. I want to be Israel. I want to be his people. I want him to be my God. And I have to do whatever he tells me to do so he can be my God. I can't do the way I want to do it or the way the government and the law of this land tell me to do. They're not my God. They're not my God. They don't control me. So I told him I'd do the fruit trees and the produce of the animals, and I will also count the 7 year. The 7 year, I will also, when I get to the land, begin to count 7 years until I get to 50 years, and I have the jubilee right there, blow the trumpets and all of that, the best ability I can as his prophet. Just to try and practice righteousness till I get to my own land, Jerusalem. Leviticus 25:8. 25:8. The year of Jubilee. It say, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto the 7 times 7 years. Which is 49. And the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto the 49 years. Leviticus 25:9. Then should I cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout your land. Throughout your land. Next law. Law number 222. To keep the Jubilee year holy by resting and letting the land lie fallow. Leviticus 25:10. That's the same chapter 10 verse. You shall hallow the 50th year. See that? That's the Jubilee. The 50th year. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land. What land? Jerusalem, Canaan. Unto all the inhabitants thereof, it shall be a jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family. So the children of Israel, if they had servants or slaves or whatever they had to return. When the 50th year came, the Jubilee, they had to give every man his possession. Whatever they owed them or whatever they had to give it back to that person or that family. Excuse me. So it's all about release. It's all about release, people. Every 7 years, it was a release. And on the 50th year, it was also a release, a great release. You had to blow the trumpet, like I told you. and proclaim liberty throughout the land. That means everybody was free. You had to give everybody everything back that belonged to them. That's what Jubilee is all about. We're not keeping the law, people. Not keeping the law. We're not pleasing our God, the Creator, the Father. This is what he wants, man. This is what he wants. And we can't do it as one people, the Hebrew nation, because we're so divided. We're so divided through different names that the Lord of land done gave us. Different names, different ministries, different churches, different worships, all of that stuff. We are divided through religion. Through religion. Through religion. And through following the laws of this land have divided us as a people. They started telling us we African Americans and we Mexicans and we Puerto Ricans and we Hawaiians and we Cubans and we are Brazilians and we Belizeans. They started telling us all of this stuff, people, and that's not who we are. As long as we continue to believe those lies that they have set up under their system and their laws, we'll never, ever, ever be able to please the God that put us here. Law number 223. Yeah, Monty, I'm on the radio. What's going on? Yeah. Okay, I'll be over there a little while. I'll be over there about an hour, okay? 1 hour. Okay. Okay. I'm on the radio. I'll call you back. Okay. Excuse me. I got a little time left, people. I think I can finish this. Have a little time. And it says here, law number 222. Keep the Jubilee year holy by resting and letting the land lie fallow. We read that one. Next law, law number 223. Not to cultivate the soil, nor do any work on the trees in the Jubilee year. Leviticus 25:11. Next Bible verse. A Jubilee shall the 50th year be unto you, and you shall not sow neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it, or thy vine undressed. So the children of Israel, our ancestors, our mom and our dads, them down 10 generations all the way down the line, man, many generations ago, our family, man, our ancestors, they was not allowed to sow their seed. They was not allowed to reap what they had grown in the field for a hire. That's who you're supposed to be working for, people. Not for no man. Not for no corporation. Not for no job. Not for none of that. You're supposed to be working for the God of Israel. That's why I say you Hebrew Israelites, like you GOCCs and all y'all people. Y'all not keeping the law. You're not teaching the people 100% truth. You're teaching them that they got to follow the law, keep the law, but you're not stipulating to them how to keep the law, what they need to do to keep the law. You're not doing it, man. So they wasn't able to sow their seed or nothing in the 50 year. They had to let the land rest. And if the God of Israel give me a land, I would do the same. Let the land rest. What he told me to do. Law number 224, not to reap the aftermath of the field that grow of itself in the Jubilee year in the same way as other years. Leviticus 25:11, we read that. Law number 225 again. That was law number 225. Law number 226, to grant redemption to the land in the Jubilee year. Leviticus 25:24. Let's read that. To grant redemption to the land in the Jubilee year. If thy brother be waxing poor, Leviticus 25:24. In all the land of your possession, you should grant a redemption for the land. In all the land of your possession, whatever land of your possession, which was Canaan, you should grant a redemption for the land. If thy brother be waxing poor and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem, if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold unto you. Talking about the Jubilee year. The Jubilee year. You have to give back all the possessions and all the belongings of the people in the land. If you have anything that belongs to them, it's the year of release. Jubilee means year of release for the whole land. Law number 226. That was law number 226. Law number 227. Talking about the sabbatical year in the Jubilee year. Law number 227, to appoint judges and officers in every community of Israel. Deuteronomy 16:18. Let's go to that. I know I'm not going to get through all of these laws because I have some scriptures that I need to read. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read seven more and I'm going to cut it off there. We'll pick it up there Saturday, people. Law number 227. It is Deuteronomy 16:18. Judges and officers shall thy make thee and all thy gates. Judges and officers. The word officer is Hebrew number 7860, but Deuteronomy 16:18, law number 227. Officer. An otherwise unused root, probably meaning to write properly, a scribe. That is, by any law or by implication, an official, superintendent, or magistrate, officer, overseer, or ruler. They have police officers. That's what they call it for the law of the land. Police officers. But up under the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew kingdom, government and structure, they had judges and they had scribes and superintendents. Okay? We supposed to have our own judges, our own kingdom, our own nation, our own culture, our own way, our own system, our own belief, our own God. Why can they throw us in jail? Why can the police arrest us? You know why? because we don't know who we are as a people, number one. Number two, we don't know the God of the Hebrews. He's the one that's going to protect us, number two. Number three, you fall in the laws of this land. See, that's how they play on us. They play on our ignorance. They play on y'all ignorance. They play on the fact that you don't know you're a Hebrew, number one. They play on the fact, number two, you don't know who the God of the Hebrews is. And they play on the fact that they tell you that you somebody that you're not. And they tell you, they put scriptures in the New Testament that obey them that have ruled over you. That's an injection. See, they play on that. They play on the other. Obey them that have ruled over you. Obey the law of the land. That's another scripture in the New Testament. And that's why they don't want you to read the Torah, because the Torah is going to show you that the children of Israel, when we was a nation as one in our land, in our kingdom, in Jerusalem, we had our own judicial system. We had judges, we had officers, we had elders, we had priests, we had prophets, prophetess, we had princes and priests, kings and queens. We had our own kingdom. So now they can arrest us and throw the key away. They can do whatever they want to do to us. Why, people? Because we are not serving our God. Let me say it again. Because we are not serving our God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrew nation. Because we are not serving our God, and we are not keeping his law, and we are not making him happy. So guess what? He give the Gentile rulership over us. He give them rulership and authority over us. Why? Because as long as our ancestors, the children of Israel, didn't want to obey their God, didn't want to serve their God, guess what? He sent the Gentiles on them to destroy and kill them and take them down and throw them in prison and jail and all of that. The same stuff that you going through today with the system. Injustice. Being oppressed and depressed and treated with unjust. That's the same thing the God of Israel put on our ancestors. Same exact thing. He sent the Babylonians in on them. He sent the Greeks in on them. He sent the Romans in on them. Shut up! He sent the Romans in on them. Hold on, people. 1 minute.
Shut up! See ya!
Excuse me, people. Same thing, people. Next law. Next law. Okay, let me finish reading this. It says, judges and officers shall thou make them in all thy gates, which higher thy God giveth thee throughout thy tribes. See that? Throughout our tribes. This is law number 227. Throughout our tribes, Deuteronomy 16:18. We didn't have no other nationality and races of people ruling over us. We ruled over our own selves. With our God at the top. You couldn't pick a judge to be a Gentile. The judge had to be a Hebrew. You couldn't pick an officer of a Gentile. The officers had to be Hebrews of thy tribes. and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Just because we're not in our land, people, Hebrews, just because we're not in our land don't mean that we can't set up our kingdom, or we can't set up our laws. We can do it. We can do it, people. But the only thing is keeping us not from doing is that we too divided. You got too many names, and all your names and all your gods are all false. You got too many doctrines and too many teachings and too many this and that. That's keeping us divided as a people, as a nation, as the Hebrew kingdom. That's what it is. And the law of the land knows that. Long as they can keep us divided, long as they can keep us thinking that one got the truth and the other got it and one don't know it, one got the right name and the other one don't have the right name, long as they can keep us believing we Mexicans and African Americans and all this stuff, long as they can keep us believing all of that, they gonna continue to rule over us. Let me say it again. They going to continue to rule over us. Because the only way that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, going to stop them from ruling over us and give us power and give us dominion that we have as his people in this earth is when we as a people make up in our mind that we are one and that we have one God with one name and one way, and that is his law. And guess what those people would be? Those people that's going to realize that and wake up will be the remnant, the 10%. Those are the ones that's going to wake up on this side of the earth. Next law, law number 228. Not to appoint as a judge a person who is not well-versed in the law of the Torah, even if he is expert in other branches of knowledge. Deuteronomy 1:7. Let's read that. Deuteronomy 1, verse 7, people. Look what it says. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Armites, and unto all the places nigh thereto in the plain, and the hills, and in the vale, and in the salt, and by the seaside of the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon. I'm sorry, it's Deuteronomy 1:17. Sorry about that, people. But law number 228, not to appoint as a judge a person who is not well-versed in the laws of the Torah. Deuteronomy 1:17. And a little bit of time, people. I think I'm going to cut it off in a minute. You should not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You should not be afraid of the face of man, but the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. That's what Moses told the children of Israel. That's what he told. If it's too hard for you, priests, elders, and judges, and press, if it's too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear. Because he's the prophet. He over all of them. And he's up under the God of Israel, the prophet. Okay? The prophet will always be in charge of the Hebrew Israelites. They are the head up under the God of Israel, the prophet. He hear all the information. He get all the wisdom, or she, get all the knowledge and understanding, and then he display it to the priest, and the priest give it to the elders, and the elders give it to whoever they need to give it to. That's how that go, people. Or the priest give it to the press, and the press give it to the elder. The elder, he way at the bottom of the list, man. I'm going to read two more people, and I'm going to stop right there. Because I got some scriptures I need to go over. To adjudicate cases of purchase and sale. Law number 229, Leviticus 25:14. I'm going to read one more, and I'm going to stop right there because I have some scriptures I want to read. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hands, you should not oppress one another. Okay. Next law. The judge, law number 230, to judge cases of liability of a paid depository, Exodus 22:9. You can't oppress each other, law number 229. You can oppress each other when you buy and purchase things from one another. Have to be a smooth transaction. Exodus 22:9 for law number 230. To judge cases of liability of a paid depository. Last one. Exodus 22:9. For all manner of trespasses, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost things, which another challenged to be his. Cedia! Okay. Excuse me, people. Challenged to be his. The cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. Y'all see that? We need our own court system. We had it. We had it, people. We had everything. Now we got these Gentiles ruling over us, telling us what we can do and what we can't do and what we got to do. And y'all people are so conditioned to that. You so conditioned to following the Gentiles and their laws of the land. We was the most powerful people on the face of the earth, and we still are today. We still are the most powerful people, talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, on the face of the earth. But the only thing that make us not powerful is not knowing who we are and knowing who our God is and keeping his law and doing what he told us to do. Together as one people. He ain't got but one name. He ain't got but one way. He only one God. You people don't want to do it, man. You don't want to do it. It's all about religion. It's all about a name. It's all about some ties. And it's all about money. It's not about our kingdom. It's not about our God. It's not about who we are as a people. It's all about religion. It's all about a name of a God that you've been given through the law of the land. It's all about their law, their way, their system, their understanding, their knowledge, their wisdom, what they want to give us, the Gentiles, the people that rule this earth. Gentiles. Gentiles. Last law, people. Law number 231. To adjudicate cases of loss for which a grantor is borrowed is liable Exodus 22:13-14, last one. I'm going to go into the Bible. 13 and 14, verse 22 of Exodus. If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witnesses. And he shall not make good that which was torn. That which was torn. Still reading the sabbatical year and jubilee year. All of this is up under the jubilee and the sabbatical year, what our ancestors had to do when they was in Canaan. And we, their children, supposed to be practicing that today. Right over here in captivity where we are right now. As much as we can do the law and keep it, we supposed to be doing it. Verse 14, and if a man borrow all of his neighbor, and it is hurt or died, the owner thereof being not with it, he should surely make it good. But if the owner thereof be with it, he should not make it good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. So with that, people, we're going to pick it up Saturday right here at law number 223. But let me go ahead. I said I was going to do the last, I'm going to do the last two and end it there. Law number 232, to adjudicate cases of inheritance. Numbers 27:8-11, kind of long. We're going to pick it up right there next week, people. We're going to pick it up right there next week. Okay, people, let's go to the Bible now. Let's go to the Bible. Next week, law number 232, the 613 laws written up in the Torah, God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 12. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha. We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. I want to show you something here that the God of Israel want you to see. Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13. It's talking about false prophets are condemned. And the word of Ahiah came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesize against the prophets of Israel that prophesize and say, thy unto them that prophesied out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of Ahiah. Thus said Ahiah God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. So the children of Israel, they didn't have pastors. They didn't have evangelists. They have apostles. They have reverends and ministers, y'all call yourself. Teachers. They had none of that. All of that is set up under the law of the land and their religion. And that's why they put it in the New Testament. See, you'll never find evangelists and pastors and all of that stuff. They got it, pastor. Oh, they have it one word, pastor, one or two scriptures that say, pastor, my men are pastors. But that's an injected word. That's an injected word, people. My men are pastors. And the Hebrew Israelite, like G-O-C-C, they take that scripture and say that a woman can't do nothing for God, for the Most High, they say. The woman can't do nothing for the Most High. Because it's one scripture that they read in the Old Testament. Not in the Torah, though. Not in the Torah. Not up under the law. It's another part. I think it's might be Jeremiah, somewhere like that. The Tanakh. That's where they read it at. In the Tanakh, not in the Torah. That all my men are pastors. Come on, man. You can't take that one scripture without a precept. And the precept they're going to use over there in Corinthians, where it say that God don't allow a woman to speak, but a woman should learn in silence. It have to go back to the Torah, man. It have to go back to the Torah, because the Torah is the law. And the Torah is the only thing that Peter, Paul, John, and all the rest of them had when they walked the earth. They didn't have no New Testament. So anything that you are trying to teach that don't take the people back to the Torah, it's absolutely false. It's absolutely false. And I will put my life on that, what I just said. I will put my life on what I just said, because I know what I'm saying to be true. If it don't take you back to the Torah, it is an injection, and it's a false statement that was injected in the King James translated Bible that we have and that we read. It's not in the Hebrew scrolls. So no, you can look here at the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, that the prophet Ezekiel was dealing with prophets. I don't see no pastor. I don't see no evangelist. I don't see no elder. I don't see none of that, no bishop, no apostles. I see absolutely none of that. All of that is New Testament madness that was set up by the law of the land for your religious institutions. They call churches and ministries. Now, if you can prove to me that I'm telling a lie, I would love for you to come on here and prove it. I would love for you to come on here with your scripture, with your Bible, whatever you have, and prove to me that the prophet is telling a lie. Ezekiel 13:1. And the word of Ahiah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel. You didn't say pastors of Israel. You didn't say elders of Israel. You didn't say bishops of Israel. He said prophets of Israel that prophesies and say, die unto them that prophesies out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of Ahiah. Thus said Ahiah God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. All the prophets that you see in the Christian church, all the prophets that you see in all these organizations that call themselves fallen God, they say, those are all false prophets. They are all false prophets, like right here, Ezekiel right here is dealing with false prophets when the children of Israel was in their own land. All these prophets that you see in the Christian, they're false. Number one, they false because they don't teach about the God of Israel. Number two, they false because they said the law is dead and done away and they don't have to keep. And number three, in order for you to be a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you got to be of the tribe of the Hebrew Israelites. If you're not a Hebrew Israelite, you cannot be a prophet to the God of Israel. He only deal with his people. He only deal with the 12 tribes. When he set up his protocol and his order, he dealt only, I read to you that early, pick out a judge, pick out a officers of your tribes, of your tribes. He not going to ever tell nobody, a Gentile, a white man, or a Chinese man, or a Russian man, or African man, he ain't going to never tell these people to prophesy and speak for him to his people. Why? Because they are not the children of Israel. They believe that they are Gentiles. And a Gentile would never, ever be able to lead and guide and speak and prophesy to the God of Israel people for him. You out of order. You following the law of this land. You following the religions of this land. Ezekiel 13:3. So the prophets was prophesying out of their own heart to the children of Israel. They didn't want to hear Ezekiel. They didn't want to hear Jeremiah. They didn't want to hear Isaiah. They didn't want to hear Elijah now. Zephaniah, Haggai now. They didn't want to hear them. They set their own prophets up. They set their own prophets up to speak to them smooth words. Just like the religions of this world, of this law, of the land, have set up their own religion and their own gods and their own everything so they can talk to you people, their own elders, all of that, so they can speak to you smooth words. Smooth, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about COVID-19. Coke 45, Hebrew Israelites call the elders, G-O-C-C, no. Don't worry about Coke 45. No, God going to be with us. He going to send the Son, Christ, back to help us. Smooth words, prophesizing and teaching you out of their own heart. Verse 3, thus said a higher God, Ezekiel 13:3. Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen absolutely nothing. So all your Christian churches, all your big Benny Hens and all your big time prophets that travel all over there in Africa, and they go all over the world and they get thousands of people to set up in them buildings they call churches and congregations. And they listen to all of that lies and all of that satanic prophecies that they coming out with their own spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't told these people nothing. They have not seen nothing. What they telling you, they had a dream and we saw this and we saw that, those are all lies. They have not seen nothing. See, that's how dumb you people are. That's how lost you people are, lost souls. I asked a brother this early today, what make you a lost soul? He couldn't really answer. He answered the best he could. You are a lost soul because you are giving your soul over to the beast and his system and his laws. You're a lost soul. You have no knowledge. You have no wisdom, no understanding of the prophetic, of the truth. So he said, these prophets, they foolish. So all your prophets that you sit up and listen to, you think they big Juanita Bynum and all, these big time for George Meyer, big Paula Whites and all of them, these big time names that the rulers of this earth have set up to prophesy and speak to you and tell you good stuff so you will believe that you fall in a real God. So you will believe that you're doing what the real God want you to do. So you will believe that you're doing. They speak smooth words. They tell you lies. Say they had dreams that they saw this and this is going to be for your life and all that. They have seen nothing. Nothing at all. So you people want to keep following them? After I'm telling you what the God of Israel wanted me to tell you today. You are falling false, foolish prophets that are prophesizing out of their own heart. The God of Israel ain't put nothing in their heart for them to tell you. And they have seen nothing. They haven't even seen a vision or a dream. Everything they tell to you, they making it up. They making it up. Verse 4, O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel. They're in the battle in the day of Ahiah. See, a real prophet, people, Hebrews, a real prophet is going to get you ready to meet your God. A real prophet of the God of Israel is going to prepare you to stand in the day of the battle. What battle is that we have coming up? The New World Order. The New World. No, it ain't about no gun. It's not about no gun. I don't need a gun. I don't need a gun. All I need is the God of Israel and his holy angels and his heavenly hosts to protect me. I don't need no gun. Ain't no gun going to be able to do nothing with the military. Did y'all hear what Joe Biden said? He said, you know what? Y'all people think guns can stop us. He was talking about, he was on the news. And I read this on the news where he was talking about the gun laws. And he said, you know what? Everybody want to have big old guns and big rifles and stuff. And you know what he said? He said, the guns won't be able to help you. So I'm just paraphrasing what he said. So stop worrying about that. You need a real prophet in your life, people. You need a real prophet, just like David and all the rest of them had prophets. All the kings of Israel, they all had prophets. And these prophets that I'm reading about right here in Ezekiel, the kings of Israel set up all these prophets because they didn't want to hear Jeremiah and all the real prophets. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge. A real prophet is going to teach you how to have dominion, how to be strong, how to serve and make the God of Israel happy. What you need to be doing right now, how you need to be doing it, how you need to be preparing yourself. What is GOCC them talking about and IPE them? Talking about nothing but what the government talking about and what they doing. They're not telling you people how to prepare. Oh, yeah, I heard it. We're going to get a little food and, yeah, we're going to plant food. What is that when the people are still weak? That food, what is planting some food when the people still don't have no knowledge? They don't have no wisdom. They don't have no understanding. The only understanding they have is that the government is trying to take them down as a people. And that they is real. That's all they know. Nothing else. That won't be able to help the people. The people must be prepared for the battle. The people must be prepared to meet their God. The people must be prepared and understand what their God wants them to do right now. And I guarantee you it's not to listen to you because you're not teaching the people what they need to know right now. You're only teaching them the same old watered down stuff over and over and over and over, religion, all the stuff that you learn. You just keep teaching that over and over. You prophesize it and teaching the people out of your own hearts. You have saw nothing, and you don't know nothing. Ezekiel 13:6. They have seen vanity and lying divination. Saying, Ahiah said, and Ahiah have not sent them. See, Ezekiel, I want you to tell these false prophets, I have not sent them. I have not told them nothing, and I have not showed them nothing. They have seen vanity, falsehood. That's what vanity means. Something that's not real is false. And lying divination, lying witchcraft. Ezekiel 13:6 with divination. A lot, I'll say Hebrew 7:0-8:1 for Ezekiel 13:6, the word divination. A lot, also divination included, is fee, oracle, reward or divination, divine, sentence, witchcraft. So they want to charge you a fee to prophesy to them, vanity. And lies. They want to charge you a fee. That's what it say. Domination means a fee. F-E-E. That's what it is, people. That's what all your Christian churches are full of. All your Hebrew Israelite churches are full of. Muslim, Hindu, and all the rest of them are full of divination because they want to charge you a fee to tell you something that sound good. That sound good. It's divination. The religions of the land is divination. It's witchcraft. You have the a spell. You are under a spell, people. Israels, you are under a spell from your leaders, your false prophets and your elders and your bishops and your evangelists and your prophets and prophets. You are under a spell, divination, witchcraft, for a fee. For a fee. You have not seen a... You have not seen a vain vision. Have you not, it said Ezekiel 13:7, have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying damnation for a fee, witchcraft, sorcery? Whereas you say, a higher said it, howbeit I have not spoken. He have not told leaders nothing. He didn't tell them nothing way back then. And the children of Israel was in their land, and he's not telling them nothing today. It's lying divination, lying witchcraft. Using spells, casting spells on you. Spellbound. You people are spellbound. Spellbound. You bound by that religion. You bound by that doctrine. You bound by that understanding. You bound by that vanity and that lying and falsehood that they are giving you. You spellbound. That's why you can listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. And ain't getting nothing new or ain't nothing different coming out of that. The same old understanding, spell bound. It is witchcraft. It says here, Ezekiel 13:8, therefore does say the higher God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies. Therefore, behold, I am against you, said the higher God. So he is against all your prophets. All your elders, all your leaders. I am against you. Why? Because you don't want to teach the people the law. And that's what Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah and all the rest of the prophets was teaching Israel, that they needed to follow the law. But you got your prophets and your pastors and all of teaching you the law done away. Lies. Lies. because you have spoken vanity and seen lies. Therefore, behold, I am against you. Verse 9, and my hand shall be upon the prophet. See, his hand. His hands. Oh, he's going to deal with them people. Oh, they will not get away. They didn't get away in ancient times. And guess what? They're not going to get away in modern times. He's going to deal with all the false prophets and leaders. My hand shall be upon the prophets. I'm in overtime now. That see vanity and that divide lies. They should not be in the assembly of my people. Neither shall they be written in the writings of the house of Israel. Look at this, people. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am a high God. My hand going to be again. He going to hurt these prophets. Prophesizing lies. Vanity. He gonna hurt these people. You should not be an assembly of my people, Ezekiel 13:9, meaning my people is gonna be the 10%. Right now, the assembly, the Christian churches and the synagogues and the ministries, they call the congregation, they are full of lying prophets, prophetess, and leaders. But you are in they assembly. Those are not the God of Israel people. All them people belong to the beast. 90% of this world belong to the beast and his system. And that's why you people uphold all their religion, all their laws, all their everything that they tell you to do. Why? Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. You will not be in the assembly of my people. My people will be the 10%, the remnant in the last and evil final days. And you, your name will not be written in the Hebrew records in the house of Israel. Your name will be blotted out. When he break the seal, your name won't be there. Neither shall you enter into the land of Israel. You're not going to ever enter into the land of Israel. When he take us back to our land, because that's prophecy, what's going to happen with the remnant, they're going back to Jerusalem, they're going back to Canaan. They're going back to their God. You will not enter into the land of Israel. In other words, you won't see the kingdom. You won't see the kingdom that's coming down in Revelation, the New Jerusalem. You won't see it. Lying, false leaders and prophets. Ezekiel 13:10. Because they have seduced my people. Just like the people that set up the law of the land, they have seduced the children of Israel. They have seduced the children of Israel with their lies, with their divination, with their witchcraft, with their sorcery, with their doctrine, with their rules, with their laws. They have seduced my people. They set up all their leaders through their religion to seduce his people, saying peace. That's what they say. Ezekiel 13:10, saying peace, and there is no peace. And no one built up a wall, and lo, others dabble it with untappered mortar. That's what they say. Shalom, shalom, peace, when there is no peace. Why are these elders and these bishops and these prophets telling all the people peace? peace. You're going to have peace. It's going to go well with you. It's going to be good with you. God going to heal your body. He's going to help your kids. He's going to save your daddy, your mom and them. They telling you peace. When the God of Israel say, there is no peace. This is how they seduce you. This is how they seduce you, people. Keep telling you, peace. Don't worry. Don't worry. All you got to do is wait on Jesus. All you got to do is wait on Christ. He going to fight for you. No, he going to fight for the remnant. Ain't no peace. So why is these leaders telling you peace? You shouldn't even be using that word right now, because there's no peace in this earth. Next scripture. I think I'm gonna say the other one, the other Ezekiel 14, the whole chapter. I'm going to save that one for Saturday, okay? I'm just going to get through Ezekiel 13 because I'm running out of time. There's no peace, people. I would never tell my brother, sister, peace or shalom. For what? Ain't no peace. The God of Israel is not happy. He's not happy. He's showing you that they seducing you with smooth words. What peace is in this earth? Verse 11, say unto them with that whip, dabber it with untapped mortar, that it shall fall. It's going to fall, people. Ezekiel 13:11. Go tell them, Ezekiel. Go tell them that they religions, they churches, they ministries, they cathedral buildings that they have spent millions of dollars to build and set up, they shall fall. There should be an overflowing shower. A lot of water. A lot of water. Overflowing shower. You seen about the collapsed condo. It's been in the news for the past 3-4 days. They had the condo to collapse over there in Florida. They still looking for 100 and some people. They said that was due to water from the pool. So the God of Israel, he said, I'm going to send an overflowing shower to make all your buildings and everything you have set up in this earth, it shall fall, people. It shall fall. I'm going to send an overflowing shower to deal with you false prophets and leaders. And ye old great hailstorm. You're going to send a lot of hail, big balls of hail from the sky shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. A strong wind going to come and tear down your wall. You run in and do all your worshiping and praying and spend all your time and your education and all this stuff. He said a stormy wind would tear it to pieces. Y'all don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You just don't know who you messing with, people. You just don't know that there's no God in this earth can defeat him. There's no God on this earth can stop him. He's the God of all gods. No one. He's going to knock down all your structure, everything that you have faith and love in your church buildings. He said he's going to knock it down with a stormy wind and an overflowing shower. It's coming, people. I told you that 2 weeks ago. The God of Israel told me to tell you in the minute. In the minute. In the minute. Ezekiel 13:12. He's tired of these false prophets. This witchcraft. This witchcraft. Because that's what they all use. They all use witchcraft. All the leaders. Hebrew Israelite leaders. All the churches. All the leaders. They use witchcraft. Witchcraft ain't nothing but a lie. Something that they make up to make you feel good. That's witchcraft. Lo, when the wall is falling, Ezekiel 13:12, shall it not be said unto you, where is the dabber? Where will he have dabbed it? Where's the one that created the wall? Where's the one that built the wall? Where's the one that set up your religion? Where's the one that set up the laws of this land against the law of the God of Israel? Where are they? Where are they at? Tell them, Ezekiel, when I bring their wall down, when I bring their house down, when I bring all their religion, all the stuff that they love and run, where are they that dabbed the wall? Therefore, thus said a higher God, I will even rend it with a stormy, Ezekiel 13:13, with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury, to consume it in the minute, people. In the minute. I told you in 2019, millions was going to die in 2020. And we in 2021 now. It's over 3 million people that have died from COVID-19. Millions, I said. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. Millions was going to die in 2020. And that's exactly what is happening right now. So I will break down the wall that ye have dabbled, and untappered mortar. You're going to send a storm. He's going to send an overflowing hailstone, this shot, in my anger, he said. So he's very angry right now. He's very angry right now, people. Very angry. And once he gets so heated up, see, he's just angry right now. And great hailstones in my anger, showers in my anger, in my fury to consume it. So when he gets so angry, he's going to get furious. And that's when he's going to consume everything and everybody that's in his path. Women, children, men, it does not matter to him. It did not matter to him when our ancestors was in Jerusalem. He killed women, children, little girls, little boys, babies. It did not matter. When he get that angry, nothing will be able to stop him. I'm warning you people now. I'm warning your false prophets. I'm warning your false pastors, all your elders and leaders. I'm warning y'all that anger is already here, but the next step is furious. And that's when he's going to send the hailstorm. And that's when he's going to send the shout, the floods all over the earth. And great hailstorm. Go back to Revelation and read it. The four horses of the apocalypse is in the earth right now. Ezekiel 13:14. So will I break down the wall that you have dabbled, that you have fixed up, your church buildings, your ministries, yeah, your corporations where you got the Hebrews going in slaving all day, 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day to make $40 and $50 a day. Yeah. Yeah. All your education with all your buildings and everything you got set up for the children of Israel to go take loans out of your banks and pay for a certificate that don't mean nothing. No, it don't mean nothing. You know why? Because the God of Israel, knowledge is way great beyond what you can teach or what you know. I don't need your certificate. I don't need your certificate. Whatever I need to know, whatever I need to understand and do, the Holy Spirit, his wife, our mother, will teach us or teach me whatever I need to know. Ezekiel 13:15. This will I accomplish, my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have dabbled it with untappered mortar. Oh, you building it so strong, like nothing can stop it. Oh, my God, you building the building so big, 100 feet in the air. Oh, my God. Didn't that condo come down over there in Florida, people? That condo came down, didn't it? They want to say it's from water or whatever they want to say. I will accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have dabbled it with untempered mortar, and they will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that dabble it. I feel sad for the people that was in it. I'm not a wicked, evil person. I feel sad that the families lost, you know, their loved ones, children, all kind of people died in that condo. I feel sad. I feel sad. But we got to stop putting our confidence. We got to stop putting our confidence in what man can give us and build for us to live in and stay in. Go back to the principle. Go back to the Torah. Go back to the law. Go back to the to your first love. Go back to the old ancient past where we just had a cabin to live in. Where we just had a cabin to live in, a little wooden house to live in. Go back to the ways of the God of Israel. Go in the wood, go in the forest and get wood and prepare and build you a house. He ain't tell you to build no big, tall buildings and all this stuff, man. You risking your life living in something that man have tappered and mortared with they mortar together. No. No, man. I don't need that. I don't need no high rise and condos and all that stuff, mansions. No. All I need is a cabin, a wooden house. People doing this stuff to your own selves. Because you got so much love and confidence in the things of this earth, of the things of this world, when he told you not to love the things of this world. He told you that. Not to love no big mansions and condos and airplane jets and yachts, and not to love this stuff, man, that the law of this land have set up, the beasts have set up Satan for you to love. To make you feel glorious, to make you feel good, to make you feel like you are a god. When you are absolutely nothing but what the God of Israel put you in this earth to be, and you don't want to be that. And the last end of that the conclusion of all that living in mansions and driving yachts and driving big cars, the condos, the conclusion of all that. After you do all of that in your life, he said it right here in Ezekiel 13, that your name will not be written in the house of Israel. You will not enter into the land of Israel. That means you're going to go to the pit of hell when you leave this earth. Law number. Ezekiel 13:16. I don't have that many left people. Maybe about a good 10 more and I'll finish people. So you love the law of the land. You hate the law of the God of Israel. And that's why you people perishing all over the earth. Got confidence in your yachts and all that stuff, man. You people kidding me? Just give me a cabin. Just give me a donkey. Just give me a horse. I don't need no airplane. The God of Israel ain't told me to have no airplane. I don't need it. I don't need an airplane. Just give me a donkey. Just give me a horse. And just give me a cabin to live in. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. I don't need the beast and his system and what he got set up for me to have. I don't want nothing from Satan. I don't want nothing he got set up in this earth to make you feel good and look good. That's what make you think you somebody. Stick you up with a whole lot of pride. Whole lot of pride, and you get arrogant and you all of this and all of that. You are absolutely nothing, man. But the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name. He's the one in control of his earth and what he want to do in his earth and when he get ready to do it. It says here, verse 16, Ezekiel 13, to wit, the prophets of Israel which prophesied concerning Jerusalem and which see visions of peace for her. And there is no peace, said Ahayah God. There is no peace in Jerusalem. Who is Jerusalem today? We're not in our own land. Jerusalem today is the 12 tribes all over the earth. We are Jerusalem. We are Jerusalem. We are the temple of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are his body. We are Jerusalem. So your prophets, all your prophets, all your leaders, they prophesizing lies and false visions and telling you peace when there is no peace. Hebrews, there's no peace. Stop lying to the people of God. Stop lying to the children of Israel. There is no peace. Stop telling them Jesus is going to help them. And Yah gonna help them. And the Most High gonna bless them. Stop lying to God's people. Stop it. Stop lying to the children of Israel. There is no peace in this wicked earth. That you people have made wicked and polluted it when the God of Israel made us a perfect earth, a perfect world to live in and to have and be in. But you people want to build jets and airplanes and all kind of detestable, abominable things that the God of Israel ain't never told us to have. There is no peace. The peace that you feel is false. It's false. It comes from you falling to Christian church and the Hebrew Israelite church. It is false. The Buddha church and all, it's false. It's not real peace. Verse 17. Likewise, thy son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesies out of their own heart, talking about the prophetess, and prophesies not against, and prophesies thou against them. This is my job. I must prophesy against you people. I am a real prophet of the God of Israel. I must prophesy against you people. He never told me in my life. I always knew I was a prophet. I always knew that ever since I was a little girl. I knew that since I was 7 years old. He never told me. And even when I was a Christian church pastor, I knew I was a prophet. He never told me. So I left all religion and all gods. I denounced it. He told me. He began to speak to me. I could always hear his voice, though. He began to speak to me and told me in 2019, millions will die in 2020. This is the attribute of a real prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What prophet you know, a prophetess you know in a Christian church that's going to prophesy something like that? Never. They never will prophesy something like that. Why? Because it's all about divination. It's all about witchcraft. It's all about the fee, the money that they got to get out of you. The witchcraft. Likewise, thy son of man prophesies against the daughters of Jerusalem that prophesies. So yes, it was women prophets in Jerusalem. So don't believe that G-O-C-C, E-C-T, no, lying madness, telling you a woman can't do nothing for the God of Israel. That's a lie, man. That's a lie. That's a lie. They had false prophets. You know that they have real prophets and real prophetess in Jerusalem. Is they, if they had false ones, they had real ones too. So he told Ezekiel, prophesy against the daughters of my people, which prophesy. See, they was prophetess, which prophesied out of their own heart. And prophesy thy against them. And say, thus said a higher God. Woe to the women. Woe to the women. Juanita Vine, Paula Whites, and all of y'all. Woe. And I woke up this morning, people, singing, woe, woe, woe. That's all I kept singing. Woe, woe, woe. I woke up early this morning before the sun came up when the chickens was crowing, saying, singing, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm telling you people, I'm telling you, what's about to hit this earth, people, it's going to be so mind-blowing. It's going to be so shocking that you ain't never witnessed nothing like that in your life. Woe. Woe me. Look what woe me. Right here in Ezekiel 13:8. Don't get ready to go. Right here in Ezekiel 13:18. I woke up singing woe this morning. Early this morning. It's Hebrew number 1945. Oh, ah, oh, woe. Let's see what the other precepts say. I can't get it, people. Look. It's, oh, okay, woe me in the sense of crying out after lamentation, also injectionally. Oh, alas, woe. It's something about to happen. That's why I woke up saying, woe. I'm lamentating. I'm crying out to the God of Israel because he's about to take down a lot of people. And he about to take down a lot of stuff up in this earth. I'm telling y'all what I know. I'm telling y'all what I know. I'm telling y'all what I know. He said, and say, verse 18, Ezekiel 13. I'm getting ready to leave, people. And say, thus said a higher God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make handkerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will ye the souls alive that come unto you? So he said, you know what, Ezekiel, go to the prophetess. Go to the prophetess and tell them woe. Woe. It's not going to be pretty for them. It's not going to be good for them. Woe unto them. Because they sewing handkerchiefs for the statues. The children of Israel had a lot of gods and a lot of statues. All they gods, they made statues. Same stuff today. They got Jesus statues. They got Allah statues. They got Buddha statues. They got Jesus statues. They got Mary and their little baby and the manger statues. They got Hindu statues. They got Guadalupe statues in Mexico. They got ceramics and statues. The women back in ancient times, they made handkerchiefs to go on top of the statue head. Today, they're doing it differently. Today, you know what they do? When they create the statue and when they make the statue, the potter, when he get on his wheel and make the statues, they make it with a veil or something over their head or a covering. Woe be unto you and your statues. They coming down, people. They are coming down. They are coming down. The God of Israel got to bring them down. Because you got so much trust in your statues. You kiss them. You pray to them. You bow down to them. You lick on them. You burn candles around. He's going to bring them down, people. Because when he bring down your statues, he bringing down your gods. He bringing down your gods and your idols. You worried about a statue, he said. Ezekiel, these prophets, they worried about this making handkerchiefs and stuff, a statue. But they not worry about the souls of my people that need my help, that I want to live and not to die. They not worried about that. Juanita need to buy it, and all she do, she get on YouTube and put up all her prayer shawls. Her prayer shawls and handkerchiefs, her prayer shawl. She just got them lined up all across the table where she telling people to sow a seed and get them. Woe to you. Woe, woe, woe. You're not going to help the people. It's all about domination and a fee, witchcraft. Ezekiel 13:20. Wherefore thus said a higher God, behold, I am against your pillows. Where will ye dare hunt the souls to make them fly? I will tear them from your arms and will let the souls go. He's gonna let his 10% go. You can have the 90, he said. You can have the 90. They belong to the beast. And they belong to the New World Order and the beast system. You can have the 90, but you cannot touch my 10. You cannot touch my remnant. He already gave them the 90. Y'all can have them. You can have them, but not my 10. Ezekiel 13:21. Your handkerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people. Deliver my people from your prayer shawls and your red prayer hanket and your white prayer hanket and your blue prayer hanket that the people take every morning, because you have told the people. You have prophesied lies and damnation to them and witchcraft, sorcery, telling them that hanket is going to heal their diabetes. That Hank is going to save their children. That Hank is going to heal their cancer. And every morning when they pray, they pick up that hankies and put it in their arm or put it on their body, and they begin to pray with the hankies. He said, I'm going to tear all your hankies. I'm going to tear all your prayer shawls. I'm going to rip all of it in half. In half. And I'm going to set my people free. My 10%. I'm going to set them free. This is what they use to do their witchcraft and their domination. Hanky and prayer shawl and rags and all kind of stuff like that. Bottles of water. Or that they don't hear, had up in their closet 5 days. They send that to you for $100. Because the lies, verse 22, you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked ways. That's what your false prophets have did in your prophetess. That's what they have did. They have made the righteous sad by telling them they're going to get a new husband in 2 years, and they never get it. And God have not, the God of Israel didn't tell them to say that. He didn't tell them to say that. And you have made the righteous sad with your lying words and with your vanity and with your domination, telling the righteous that they ain't got to keep the law. All they got to do is follow the New Testament and Jesus and come to church. You have made the righteous sad with your wickedness and your lies. Telling the righteous they don't need no wife. Just trust in Jesus. Jesus is your wife. Jesus is your husband. Jesus is your everything. That's all you need is Jesus. You don't need nothing else. You don't need no man. You don't need no woman. You don't need nothing but Jesus. You have made the righteous sad because Jesus can't fulfill what they need. Because number one, he's not real. Now, if they was talking about the real God, then yeah, you okay with just having him and nobody else. But again, that ain't what he put you in this earth for. He put you in this earth to have a wife, to have a husband, to have children. But they teaching you, you don't need nothing but Jesus. You don't need nothing but Yah. You don't need nothing but the Most High. You making the righteous sad because they need more than that. Because all of those are false gods that can't fulfill them, that can't give them true happiness and true peace. You have made the righteous sad and strengthened the hand of the wicked. You have strengthened the hand of the homosexuals and the lesbians, and the prostitutes, and the perverts, telling them that God loved them. When they say they sin a prayer, they're going to die and go to heaven to be with him tonight. You have made the wicked strong. You haven't told the wicked to denounce them jacking off, masturbating. A homosexual laying up with a man. You haven't told the wicked none of that. You just tell them they bless, they bless, they bless. God is with them, and these people are wicked and evil, murderers and killers and rapists and all kind of people. That you should not return, that they should not return from their wicked way. So when you keep telling them, prophets and prophetesses, that they bless and they homosexuals and all this stuff, they bless and God is with them, and it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you just, you know, believe in Jesus, it's going to be all right and work. You strengthen the hand of the wicked by promising him life when he don't have no life. He going to hell when he leave here. He ain't got no life. Tell them, Ezekiel. Tell them, Ezekiel. They don't have no life. Therefore, you shall see no more vanity, Ezekiel 13:23, last one. Therefore, you should see no more vanity, nor divide damnation. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am a higher. Right now, you don't know that he's a higher. You think that he's the most high, and Yah, and Yah, and Wah, and all these gods. You're going to know. Because I'm going to deliver my people. You will not divide and speak vanity to them no more. Divide. He say here, vanity, for Ezekiel 13:23, vanity, Hebrews 7:23, in a sense of desolating evil as destructive, literally ruin or morally, especially guile, figuratively adultery as false, subjectively uselessness, and deceptive, false, vanity, nor divide. Divide is Hebrews 7:0-8, a permitted root properly to distribute. That is determined by a lot of a magical scroll, by implication to divide, divide, soothsayer, as or divination. Divination, a lot, is Hebrew number for divination. Divide is a magical scroll. They make up their own doctrine, and they make the doctrine look and feel like magic. They sit up in them congregations and them churches and them ministry. The scroll, the divide, they divide it to the people. They divide it to the people. They're using a magical scroll. That means a made-up witchcraft sermon that they don't sit up at their living room table and made up and say what they're going to say. They're going to tell the people they're going to get this. They're going to do this. They're going to have this. That is a magical scroll. Divination. Hebrew 7:0-8:1. A lot as divination included is fee, F-E-E, oracle, reward, or divination, divide, sentence, witchcraft. Therefore, you shall see no more vanity, nor divide divination, magical scrolls for a fee. All your sermons are magical scrolls. All your sermons, all your doctrines, all your teachings are considered as magical scroll. Divide divination. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am a higher. With that, people, I'm going to read one news article, because I don't have much time. I think they already cut me off. Let me check. No, I'm still going. So I'm going to read a few news articles here. A few news articles here to share with you about what's going on in this world. It says right here, Daily Mail, meet Europe's oldest plague, victim early strain of the bacteria behind Black Death, is discovered in a 5,000-year-old skeleton. Latava. This is a 5,000-year-old skeleton that had Black Death. So do y'all people want to believe that these plagues and these pestilence and things, that these viruses and stuff that's in the world, you want to believe that they just new and popular? No, this is the same stuff that killed the children of Israel. These are the same plagues. These are the same diseases. These are the same viruses that killed the children of Israel in the wilderness, that killed the children of Israel when they was in Canaan. These are some of the same plagues that killed them, was killing their children today. The same plagues. Black Death been around for 5,000 years, they said, longer than that. Longer than that. They just don't have the history. When? They just found the skeleton head to say that. This ain't nothing new. There's nothing new up under the sun. That's what Solomon said. There's nothing new up under the sun. What has been have all what has been has already been. Another news article. That was in the Daily Mail today. Oh, the one I want to show you right here is that over there in India, Asia right now, they did bury some bodies by a river, some dead coronavirus people that died from COVID-19. They buried it by a river, and the river is called a holy river over there in India. And look what happened there. And after this one, I am going to let you go. I am going to let you go. Let's read this one. Look at this one. Look, a mother of 10, she have 10 children. She was 33 years old, died in a house blaze as family paid tribute to the life and joy of the park. She had 10 children, white woman, 32 years old, died in a house fire. Prophecy and the Bible. Y'all need to understand what prophecy is, and you need to understand what is going on in this earth. He had 10 kids. So sad for the children that they don't have their mama no more. That's a lot of kids that's mamaless today or motherless. Look at this. Bully boy 14. A bully boy. 14 found hung in the school toilet by his sister when he failed to turn up a science lesson, died as a result of misadventure, corner concludes. This was a bully. He loved a bully kids. He was 14 years old. They found him hung in the school toilets by his sister. Somebody hung him up. Somebody, I don't know who it was, but he's been bullying a lot of kids. I don't know if the kids got together or whatever they did, and they took him out, man. They took him out. He bullied the last kid that he ever will bully again. It don't pay to bully and hurt people. It don't. Sorry for the little boy life. I know I was bullied a lot growing up in school. But I know how kids feel when they get bullied. Don't feel good. It's a bad feeling. Terrible, terrible feeling. Autopsy confirms John McPhee committed suicide. India, this is the last one. India's COVID dead emerges from their graves. Besides Holy River, they call it. Bodies floated along the Ganges as waterway uncovers victims' corpses. You see a picture of a lot of people over there in India that they buried in shallow graves. There was so much water that flooded over there where they buried the people. You got the dead bodies just floated everywhere over there in India. What a disgrace. What a shame. What a shame. Where Buddha at, man? Buddha couldn't stop that, huh? I guess not, people. And with that, people, with that, people, I'm going to say, talk to y'all Saturday. 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 Looking at the news articles. Okay, people, talk to y'all Saturday. Bye for now.